This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We're in the middle of June Dairy Month, celebrating dairy farmers throughout the country. Let's head to New York, and that's where John Clark is.
What better place to start June Dairy Month than at King Brothers Dairy and King's Ransom Dairy Farm in Schuylerville, beautiful Saratoga County on the banks of the Hudson. And we're here with Becky King. Becky, this is a great place. How did this come to become home for you?
Well, for me, I grew up on a dairy farm in Western New York. My husband, Jeff, and I met through primarily Junior Holstein Club, New York State Junior Holstein Club. We were a year apart in high school, and we were on a lot of committees, and we both ended up at Cornell together, and the rest was history.
This is a unique place. You've been marketing your milk now for about how many years?
We actually started back in 2010, but we had somebody else bottling for us at that point. We were just kind of trying to get our feet wet in the marketplace and see if it would be something that would be accepted in the area before we decided to make the big investment into our plant. And we've been bottling it ourselves now for, I think we're going on our sixth year of our own bottling plant here on the farm.
And for those listening at home who might be from a dairy farm, it's fair to say you really tried to crawl first before you ran.
Oh, for sure. We all as dairy farmers take risks every day. We knew that this one was going to be a big risk to jump into, so we decided just to take the baby steps. We started some home delivery, basically delivering out of coolers in the back of our cars. And I kid you not, and we took every friend in the area that would take a home delivery purchase. And from there, it just kind of grew. And we were very fortunate that it really took off and gave us the opportunity to become a size that we were able to invest in our own plant.
There is some history with King Dairy.
For sure. My husband's grandfather delivered milk in Saratoga years ago. In fact, that's how he met his wife. It used to be fun stories that she would tell us that he would leave her a little quart of chocolate milk, and I guess that must have been his way of courting her. So
that's a great story.
It is a great story. So when we looked into, you know, what was our next means of expansion, could we do something on the processing side? The home delivery piece was just the first piece that really kind of fit with some nostalgia of our farm. And it was something that nobody was doing in the area at the time. So we figured maybe it was a niche that we could get into to just start to get our foot in the door as far as processing fluid milk.
You've won some awards this past year through some hard work. Tell us about those awards.
Sure. We were very excited this year to be named the number one small batch processor in New York State, and our chocolate milk won the number one chocolate milk in the state for overall for all processors. So that was really exciting, a goal that we have had along with our plant managers since day one, and we made it there this year, and really just an exciting moment for not only our family but our staff as well.
Congratulations, and I can tell you from experience, it is well deserved.
Thank you.
How do you really make sure you have that consistent, high-quality milk going out the door every day?
Well, I will say it can be sometimes a challenge. You know, we are a small business, but it starts really on the farm side, creating high-quality milk, raw milk. We really push a lot from our employees as far as quality, where we all kind of live the same standards every day. We do a lot of our own internal quality testing above and beyond what is required just to maintain our shelf life and know that we are getting good product out the door every day to everybody. We also are not afraid to make the call that something isn't good enough and that we've got to pull it because we don't want that to have our name on it. If we have, you know, say a batch of ice cream or something that just doesn't meet our standards, it's not always easy to throw those dollars down the drain, but we say if it doesn't meet our standards, we're not going to serve it.
Let's give a little credit to the brothers in King Brothers Dairy.
Yeah, well, of course. Jan and Jeff, they've been on the farm since they graduated college. They are always pushing forward. That's an understatement. They are always looking for the next opportunity, always moving ahead, pushing our staff ahead. And we definitely wouldn't be here today if they weren't both open to taking risks and pushing themselves. We have a great crew, a lot of people who have been with us long term, so we really try to celebrate with there's everyday celebrations, but then we do try to get together as a big group a few times a year and celebrate the work that they put into our business.
Becky King at King Brothers Dairy and King's Ransom Farm, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, John.
Our thanks to John Clark for that report. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.